Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 240. Following up our theme of collaboration from yesterday, today Cheyenne asks, "Currently, my single-minded obsession is a series of books I began as a collaboration, but have since taken on as my own. I have a pretty solid outline for book one, and I've written a terrible, choppy, get-it-on-paper-for-the-love-of-the-gods first draft all the way up to chapter 10. Sounds like great progress, right? Nope. Since then, all the scenes I can see most clearly in my mind's eye are for events that take place months, sometimes years into the storyline, and all of them fall beyond the scope of book one. Is this an issue you've had? How do you bring your focus back to the present where the work needs to be done, instead of dwelling in the future where things might still change? Should I give up and start writing book two at the risk of setting up an endgame that might be changed by the draft and redraft evolution of book one?"
Oh, boy, yeah, I've faced this. I just pulled a series from market because I did this the wrong way. Twice. Okay, by the way you're describing this, I'm assuming that book one, book two, all that, they may be different books, but you're talking about the same story that's running through multiple volumes because you're anticipating that it's going to take a lot of pages to tell. You could be right about that. Based on my recent experience, I would recommend writing the story in whatever way you're feeling the push to. Go where the creative energy is, and then if you wind up having to do a pace job where you cobble some things together at the end, go ahead and do it. It'll probably be a better product than if you force yourself to write through and do all the boring stuff. Few reasons for this. One is that if you're anticipating stuff that's going to be happening later on, and that's where your focus is, it's probably going to bleed through in your earlier writing. And a lot of the stuff that you were anticipating revealing later on, you're going to accidentally telegraph to the audience way too soon. Another is that, yeah, your end is going to change. Oh, God, so many reasons. All the things you're worried about are legitimate things to worry about. They will happen. I started the podcast for my novel Free Will, which was the second book in a series that I've now pulled from market because it turns out that there was another book in there that I hadn't thought to write that turned out needed to be written because it's one long story and not really discrete books. I started podcasting it as I was writing it because I wrote the first one in order. I was writing the second one in order. I didn't think it would be much of a thing. But as I went along, I found myself adding elements that needed setup. And so I would pop back in the manuscript and set it up, which wouldn't have been a problem, except that I was changing pieces of the story I had already podcasted. So they'd already been published, and here I am popping back and changing them. I was basically writing a giant novel, but publishing it as a serial. And that doesn't work. If you're going to write a serial, you can get well ahead of where you're starting, but you have to write it in order so that anything that publishes, you can leave alone. Once it's published, you have to treat it as set in stone, and because of that, it's a good idea to treat something as set in stone once it's done and once it's been proofed, because otherwise you're going to be facing the temptation to add things at the end that require you to go back and fill in stuff at the beginning to set it up, and it's just not, you're going to run into walls like this. So the first thing I would suggest doing is deciding whether you're writing a serial, a series, or whether you're writing one story that happens to span multiple volumes. Dune is a series. The Lord of the Rings is a novel that was broken up into multiple volumes for publication. If you're doing the former, jump into the story at the point you are most interested in. Work in any setup you need via backstory, and go and tell the stories that you want to tell. And as you tell each story, that's its own novel, it gets released, you move on to the next novel in the series. If you're doing a big novel that's just going to be broken up into volumes for publication, then I would recommend not publishing any of it until all of it's done. which means you could be holding on to some stuff for a long time. I say this as someone who's doing this right now, and oh boy, it can be a little nerve-wracking. But when you're doing that kind of humongous story, it is natural, depending on your psychology, different people work different ways, but one of the ways it's natural to work is to flitter hither and thither in the timeline, doing one character's story and then doing another character's story at a different point and then weaving them together and doing sort of a braided novel. That's where you write each storyline as its own novel and then you interleave them. Or perhaps doing it as a mosaic novel where you write one scene here and one scene there, and you're not sure how they fit together, and you put them in a stack, and then as you're writing the story, you say, ah, this one goes here, this one goes here, this one goes here. And you're stitching all these pieces together into a complete picture, like one does with a tile mosaic or a quilt, as you go. I actually use both of these techniques when I'm doing my big books. My brain just likes to work both ways at once. But as far as the best way to do it, it's really dependent upon not just individual psychology of the writer, but also upon the story that you're telling and how your psychology interacts with it. So I don't have any solid advice other than experiment around and figure out a way of working with it that works. And be willing, if the story takes that shape, to jettison book one entirely, import all the important stuff into books two and three, and renumber your books. Or to jettison book three or four entirely, or whatever. Just remember Elmore Leonard's dictum. Leave out the boring bits. Anything that makes it into your book should be interesting. It doesn't all have to be high action, high tension stuff, but it should be something that will keep the audience's interest from one page to the next. You don't want to bore your audience, and one of the problems with really big books is it's easy to accidentally leave in too many boring bits, because you may be working out a lot of how your world works and what's going on paper through your character's perspective as you're writing. That's a danger. It may require you to chop out entire sections once you're done. Be willing to do that, or pare them down dramatically so that you just keep the one detail that's important there. It's a whole different way of writing. It can be a lot of fun. It's very creatively intensive, and it takes a while. So I feel your pain, but hold yourself with a loose hand and figure out how it works for you, because it's going to be a process of experimentation to learn how to do what you're trying to do in a way that works both for you and for the story. And please feel free to write in if you encounter individual difficulties or if you want to grouse about what's going on or anything like that, because this is a form of writing we haven't talked a lot about here yet, and it's one that I do and deeply love. So it's kind of fun to geek out about it. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.